I'm Allison Ox. You are listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from Oliver, age 7. He asks, "My mom always says we can't use swear words, but then she uses them. I don't get it." Oliver, this is pretty common. Most parents don't want their kids to use swear words, but when they are angry, they will use them. I want to try to explain why your mom doesn't want you to use swear words. For starters, she doesn't want people to think badly of you, Oliver, or of your family. People might judge you if you use those words, and she knows this. She might also be worried that you won't know how to use the word. Swearing can be very mean and make someone feel bad, and she doesn't want you to hurt their feelings. Swear words can be really tricky to use correctly. I have seen some of my French-speaking students in the past try and swear in English and get it all wrong. I have had to sit down with those students and calmly explain why they were offensive. And honestly, they didn't mean to be. And they were teenagers, and they were getting it wrong. And Oliver, you're 7. The basic thing to understand is that it isn't always the word, but how you say it and in which setting. So Oliver, your mom is just trying to protect you from getting into trouble because she understands this. Oliver, I would like to address the parents and grandparents listening. So to all of you adults, we are role models. Oliver's question is common and it is valid. But if you do find yourself swearing in front of your children, explain why you did it, your emotions that you had at that moment, and then explore different words with them, maybe an appropriate word to use instead. It's actually a great way to communicate and teach children emotion and emotional words. Oliver, thanks for your question. It is a great one for all of us adults to think about. If you'd like to find out what other kids and teens are asking and hear my answers, visit worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. Until next week.